Now is the time to grow in faith, instruction, renewing, encouragement, deliverance, understanding, and power. Get ready to receive the Word of God with J. Edward Lawson of Fired Up Full Gospel Ministries International. Today's message will truly bless you. Stay tuned.
Amen. I truly thank God for the opportunity to share the Word of God with you and to walk through what I believe will be a Spirit-led journey through the Word of God concerning the kingdom of God. I believe that in this present day, hour, and time that we are living in, there is so many social contexts and so many extra reasons and motivations and needs revolving around coming to church that it's very easy to let the plan and purpose of God slip through our fingertips if we do not understand what the main driving force behind why we even come to church is focused on in the first place. I believe that the kingdom of God is of mission critical importance to living for Christ, for Christian living, for fulfilling the plan, purpose, and will of God in Christ Jesus for our lives. So much so that Jesus said, not only did he say that we should seek the kingdom, but he said that we should not be afraid, that it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. So because of those two truths about the kingdom of God, we are going to walk through what the Word of God says about the kingdom of God. Some of this is new. Some of it is familiar. Some of it is old. Some of it may even be unheard of depending on your walk of life that has brought you to this very point. But either way, I believe that you and I are going to share in the knowledge of the truth of the kingdom of God so that we can be settled, we can be strengthened, we can be built up, we can be comforted, we can be mindful of, we can be passionate about, and we can be led by the Spirit of God about the kingdom of God in our lives. It's very important to understand what the kingdom of God is, as the Word of God says, so that we can know how to recognize it in our own lives as we live this life by grace through faith in being saved, in being born again, in being children of God, in being his purchased possession. Amen. So no better place in the Word of God about the kingdom of God than when Jesus came on the scene and what he said out of his own mouth concerning the kingdom of God. So if you'll bear with me, we're going to walk through these verses, and I believe by the grace and peace and working of God's Spirit, as we hear what the scriptures say, we believe that God is just going to bless and strengthen and comfort our hearts. Amen. I use the Modern English Version, the New King James Version, and the Amplified in my study. So most of the verses that you'll hear are going to come from the New King James Version as well as the Modern English Version, just so you know. So I prayed before I started the message, but I just pray right now that as you hear this word, that you'll receive what God gave me when I read, studied, and just sought God about it. Now, beginning at Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, it says, "After John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, saying, 'The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand.'" Now, here's the very important first truth, first step in the journey of understanding the kingdom of God. We must understand that the kingdom of God is at hand before we receive it. It has to be presented. It has to be given. It has to be offered. And it comes from someone who is so eternally in love with us that he sent his only begotten son. We're talking about God the Father, who has a plan for salvation to bring us into the saving, soul-saving, spirit-renewing, spirit-quickening experience of becoming born again so that we can experience his kingdom. So the kingdom of God is at hand because God the Father, through his Son Jesus Christ, was presenting it, making it known, and letting the world know that he came in to this world to give it to everyone that God has chosen to receive it. So the kingdom of God was at hand, meaning it's near, it's here, it's right now available. But it's wrapped and tied up in the gospel of the kingdom being received, being believed upon, and that believing the gospel requires a repentance from everything else except that which is of God. And we can only do that by the grace of God that opens up our heart to receive his Son, Jesus Christ. It is he that chose us. We did not choose him. So believing on the gospel is the work of the grace of God in our life to accept the salvation that comes from God himself unto us. We are dead in trespasses and sins, so there's nothing that we can do on our own to decide to wake up and come to him. Amen. So he says the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Now, having received the gospel, being born again, becoming a child of God, so that we can now begin to receive that which is of God in Christ Jesus, concerning his will for our lives in saving our soul, forgiving our sins, quickening our spirit, washing our conscience, making us a partaker of his nature, all of that which comes from the Spirit of God that he sends when we receive his Son. Now, in believing the gospel, and it's a true word, but it's very uncommon, the word repentance. Repentance is not a stumbling block that has to be omitted in today's day because we don't want to offend anybody. No. Repentance is the gateway to being faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it allows us, by the grace and peace of God, to not be entangled with the things that God is calling us out of in the process of calling us into relationship with him. It's what creates the separation from that which is not of God so that we can receive the grace, peace, and strength of God to break free from it. Remember, we were the ones who were dead. He's the one who quickened us and gave us life. Now, this is very important to understand that in receiving the gospel, in believing the gospel of the kingdom, the word gospel means good news, glad tidings. The fact that God wants us to repent is good news. The fact that God wants us to turn away from everything that's not of him is good news, especially when you look at the guilt and shame and sorrow and hurt and loss and agony sometimes of what sin has done to our lives and what sin has caused us to do to the lives of others before we got saved. So it's great news. It's eternally great news. And I want you to understand that the call to the kingdom of God is very important to understand. Now listen to this verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 to 12. As you know, we exhorted, comforted, and commanded every one of you, as a father does his own children, that you would walk in a manner worthy of God, who has called you to his kingdom and glory. The reason I'm choosing this scripture, one, it speaks about the very point blank specific truth that God has called us to his kingdom and his glory. Sin makes us fall short of that glory, but because in Christ our sins are taken away, there's nothing keeping us from his glory. And as the next series behind the kingdom of God is, we're going to deal with the glory of God, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory, being revealed. Now, so let's look at the fact that God has called us to his kingdom and glory. Now let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. Very simple, point blank. Grace and peace be unto you as you hear this particular word. It's very small, so don't miss it. 1 Thessalonians 5, and 24 says, faithful is he who calls you, who will also do it. This is a blessing. Here's where we begin to understand that, yes, God has called us to his kingdom. Yes, we must believe the gospel of the kingdom. Yes, we must repent as a condition, as the evidence, as the fruit of receiving and believing the gospel. But here's the thing, the call to this kingdom of God is also upon his shoulders to be the one who makes it happen. We are just recipients of the gift, but he is the giver of the gift, and he is the giver of the life and the giver of the strength that makes it possible in us. Faithful is he who called us, who will do it. If God has called us, since God has called us to his kingdom, it is God who does the kingdom. Since God has called us to the kingdom, it is his faithfulness under which his kingdom is done in us. This is huge. The biggest reason this is huge, this is monumental, is because the power is not in us, it's not of us to be the one to do it. God does not look to us to be faithful. He looks at his own faithfulness and then his grace to make us submit and yield to him because he is the one who is doing it. If anybody has a child and knows what it was like when that child was born, how you had to do everything for that child because that child was yours, that child was your responsibility, and that child had no power, understanding, or ability to do it for themselves. And we're going to see as we go through these verses over these series, this is going to be a multi-part series, just so you understand, until we've exhausted it. It's going to be available on our website. It's going to be available on our podcast that we're setting up. It's going to be available in an ebook. We really want the word of the kingdom to bless you and to be available and accessible so that you can grow by understanding this word. You can grow in your faith. You can grow in your walk in the Lord. So understand that. It is God's faithfulness at work in us to do, to perform, to perfect, to accomplish his kingdom and everything else he's called us. He's called us to his kingdom. He's called us to his salvation. He's called us to his family. He's called us to the beloved. He's called us by his name. He's called us to be holy. See? And faithful is he who calls us, who will also do it. You have to be very careful when you hear these phrases like, God is waiting on us. God helps those who help themselves. You have to be careful that we don't put faith and trust and confidence in our own righteousness and our own efforts, strength, and actions and motivations as being the one who is Lord and the one who is in charge of making the things of God happen in our lives. As we go through these scriptures, we're going to see that it is God who does it. We are just recipients and vessels of his work. And there's a way that he does that, that we're going to see how he brings us into the experience of knowing him, his kingdom, his power, his glory, and his will in us, because we're his purchased possession. So faithful is he. I want you to understand, as we start getting into these elaborate, detailed understandings and expressions from the word of God about the kingdom of God, I want you to have this settled in your spirit and keep it at the forefront of your mind, that faithful is he who calling you, who is also doing it in you. It is not we ourselves, but him. So, this kingdom. Let's understand what kingdom means. We're gonna look into what the kingdom of God is, but the word kingdom itself comes from two words combined, the word king and the word dominion. So let's look at king. King means, And this is in the male tense, male gender use of the word. It's he who is in all authority and power of his own country, of his own domain, and the citizens who reside in and live in that domain, who are considered subjects of that king and members of that country, of that domain. The king has authority, power, rule, and the right to enforce, the right to establish and enforce his own law. Now, God the Father, who is the king, has dominion, which is the expression, which is the exposure of his power and authority. The dominion is what demonstrates and evidences his power to be king. Dominion is him exercising his power and authority and exhibiting his reign and his rule and his right to do so. So let's understand the dominion of God the Father as our king when we look at the phrase, the kingdom of God. Now listen, God is a person. He is a being. So when you see a lot of the use of the phrase kingdom of God and then you see kingdom of heaven, those are two separate things. Sometimes they overlap in context, but the kingdom of God is God's rule and power and authority, might, strength, and dominion. Whereas the kingdom of heaven is where he resides and rules, and what belongs to him, as well as our eternal destination when life on this world and in this time as we know it is over. The kingdom of heaven speaks to the nature and the attributes of where God lives in a realm that's beyond, but yet includes all of this world and the world to come, But it, the kingdom of heaven has a lot, with the use of the phrase kingdom of heaven, has a lot to do with the heavenly eternal things of God in relation to his reign, his throne, his dominion, angels, the worship, the praise, his glory, heavenly glory. But the kingdom of God, as we're going to walk through the scriptures, is internal. It's the internal seat of Jesus Christ as Lord in us, in all simplicity. Amen? Now, and this is going to be a very wonderful subject as we go through this, and I encourage you to tune in again in our Sunday time slot to hear this word, and you'll be able to go to our website and see all these finished recordings as they're made available. But I want you to understand the kingdom of God is what God has called us to him in relationship through his son Jesus Christ, so that we can experience his power, his control, his dominion, his might, his, watch this, his influence. Amen. This is so that we can experience his reign. Now, so the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom, and Jesus says that in preaching the gospel of the kingdom, he says that the kingdom of God is at hand. That means, like I said, it's here, it's now being offered, it's presented, but it's something that has to be received. The reason it must be received is because it's going to involve one person in the relationship giving themselves to the other in the relationship, the one who initiated the relationship, so that the one who is receiving and responding to the invitation for that relationship can submit to the one that is greater. The reason God wants his gospel to be received instead of him forcing it on us is so that the yielding of ourselves to him in response to his grace, peace, and accepting and believing his gospel is so that we can give him dominion and control over us. Amen. We're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. Stick with me. Stick with me, people of God, community of faith. Stick with me. Remember, God has called us to his kingdom. Faithless, he who called us will also do it. And he wants to do it in his faithfulness to be the one who does what he's called us to receive. He wants to do it through a specific experience, two specific experiences, one after the other. In John chapter 3, verse 3, anybody who has a pulse knows this verse. John 3:3 says, this is when Nicodemus talked to Jesus early in the morning. He says, Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now listen, that verse is so small. It's so short. It's easy to just gloss over it without really delving into the impact of the divine truth of what God, what Jesus Christ, what God in Christ is saying. We just basically went through a few moments of describing and defining what the kingdom of God is, but we can't see that as truth. We can't see that as power. We can't see that as grace. We can't see that as salvation. We can't see that as God's best and God's will for us. We can't see that as our life until we are born again. Amen. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We can understand words on a page that describes it, that defines it, that even teaches and preaches it. However, the experience, the encounter of being able to embrace it, to identify it, to see it, to recognize it, to discern it as one, God's gift to me personally, to you personally, we have to be born again to see it. We have to be born again to see it. Now listen. Is very simple. In this day, there's so many different reasons for even coming to church. But the easiest thing to forget, the simplest detail to forget, is why and how all of this has come into existence. Believe it or not, God did not send his only begotten son to die, be buried, shed his blood in the process, be risen, ascended, and seated, and is coming back just so that we can have a 90-minute experience in church on a Sunday. God sent his only begotten son, to bring us into a relationship with him where he forgives our sins, where he washes us, makes us whole, but also makes us children of God, so that as children of God the Father, we can submit to the Lord of Lords, so that he could be the one who reigns, rules, and has all power, might, and dominion and control over us. This is the kingdom of God that, as we find out, it's the Father's good pleasure to give us. It's also what Jesus said he wants us to seek. But we have to be born again. And you know what? I get it. In this day, with all the different aspects of church life now, modern day church life as we know it, the hustle and bustle, the grind of our everyday lives and everything else like that. Sometimes it seems as if it doesn't take all that spiritually, or it seems like the things of our life are so front and center, so important to us, that all we really need God do is just to bless everything to be successful and manageable and maintained, and we're satisfied with that. But as we find out that the kingdom of God brings with it a couple of other things of God that God wants us to seek and to find, to experience in him. But we have to be born again to see his kingdom. We have to be born again. We have to be born again. Because the kingdom of God, you cannot see it in any other light except by being a born again child of God.
We truly hope that you were blessed by today's message. Keep tuning in to hear and receive more of God's word so that you can boldly live out what it means to be truly fired up for the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's connect. Please look us up on major social media platforms under Fired Up FGMI, or visit our website at www.firedupfgmi.org. For more information about our upcoming ebooks, meetings, and additional anointed teaching series that will phenomenally impact your life. On our website, you can also see how to donate to our media ministry. Our website again is www.firedupfgmi.org. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.